Hi, this is Wes Weston, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Run Me Down, that's Joe Louis Walker, Buzz Katz and Giles Robson together making their first album as a threesome, I guess. And the album is called To the Heart of the Blues, just been released, or Journeys to the Heart of the Blues. And there's a track opening up the show, You've Got to Run Me Down. It's The Raven of the Blues. My name's Dave Raven, welcome to the programme. I'm sitting here with some fear and trepidation. Quite a few of the DJs you listen to doing blues shows on podcasts or wherever, Mixcloud, what they do is they get the track and put it on the timeline, and then they record a bit and get that exactly right, and then put that after the track, and then build the show like bricks. It's time-consuming. It means it's always good. It's always accurate. But it loses a feel to me. So, as you know, I always do the show live, warts and all. And last week, God, there were so many warts. And it's because iTunes decided that it didn't like what I was choosing and it chose its own. Even though on the screen in front of me it said Hard to Stay Cool by Cedric Burnside, it didn't mean that. So what we've done this week, and what I've done this week, is to play the tracks that didn't get played last week, and I've got some more from iTunes. I'm going to press this button and hope. Cedric Burnside from these brand new album, Benson County Relic, and Hard to Stay Cool.
That's what I like. Thank you.
life can be so easy. Life can be so hard. Make you wanna cuss and fuss. Make you wanna tear things all apart. You try to stay calm and not act a fool. Now somebody come and make you lose your cool. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stay 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 cool. Life can be so easy. Life can be so hard. Yeah. Make you wanna cuss and fuss. Make you wanna tear things all apart. You try to stay calm and not act a fool. Now somebody come and make you lose your cool. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stay 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 cool. It can be so hard. It can be so hard to stay cool. You can have all your mind, and you can lose it in the blink of an eye. It's so hard. It's so hard. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stay cool. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stay cool. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stay cool. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stay cool.
That is so true. Hard to stay cool. I guess we all have days like that. I've had more than my share this week. That's the new album from Cedric. Ah, it's off again. It's doing weird things. iTunes is going to have to go. I've been an Apple fanboy since 1984. But somehow with the new software, they've broken it. Anyway, Cedric Burnside from his new album, Benton Country Relic and Hard to Stay Cool. Where we are now. Well, I do know where we are. Let's stay with Cedric Burnside and move to an album which came out in the spring of this year, the wonderful Jennifer Magnus. Her album is called Love is an Army, and here on the album, here she is together with Cedric Burnside. Lovely stuff. Jennifer Magnus, Love is an Army from the spring of this year, and Home featuring Cedric Burnside. Part of the Burnside musical family, his grandfather was R.L. Burnside. I've lived a lot in the Caribbean, well, mostly Belize, and also travelled into Florida quite regularly at Christmas time or the winter period. And it's full of what's called snowbirds, people from the north who come south for the winter because it's just so cold up in North America. That's both America and also, of course, Canada. And there's a band who I admire deeply. There are great fun, the two of them, together with the fact that they're snowbirds, musical snowbirds. They live in Canada and they set off once a year and head south and have, I think it's about 2 months in Florida, playing and getting warm and getting brown, and then they drive all the way back. And they somehow seem to make a sort of a gig every couple of days as they drive north and as they drive south. They've got a brand new album out. They're called The Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. I've played them many times on the program before. Their new album is called Poor Until Payday. And here's the title track.
I'm poor and chill. Bang.
Wonderful stuff. The title track of the album just been released this weekend, and the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band and Poor Until Payday. Next, an album which has been out for about 6 months now, the spring of this year. I've been featuring many tracks from it, and Melanie knows that too. The album is America's Child. It's Shamikia Copeland. It really is a fine album, no duff tracks on it. And here's that one called Such a Pretty Flame.
Wrap my dreams in pretty paper, then I lit a match, stared into the flames until I saw them catch. Wedding picture of a couple, man's arm around a girl melts away. Red light runs up the curtains, snakes on down the hall, straight into my bedroom, painted roses on the wall. Such a pretty flame, such a pretty flame. Lit up the whole town, burned it all down, such a pretty flame. Fire starts with magic. Cigarette, but nothing burns hotter than your own regrets. One day they start to simmer, then you see the spark flicker inside. Was it all an accident? Simple twist of fate. The only thing for sure, it was 10 years late. Such a pretty flame. Such a pretty flame. Lit up the whole town, burned it all down. Such a pretty flame. Such a pretty flame. Such a pretty flame. Such a pretty has lifted up into the sky. We rise up from the ashes and give it one more try. And if we never find out what this life's about, let's dance around the flames before they all go out. Such a pretty.
Shamikia Copeland, America's Child. Such a pretty flame. Now here's a track I played last week, except I didn't. I did say that, and here's a track called from Boskaggs called Those Lies, and instead it played C6 Steve all over again. Not quite sure why, and we're still trying to find out. If any of you are sort of, especially Mac techie, iTunes techie, if you have a moment or two, or perhaps an hour or two, I spent more than a moment or two trying to find out. If you can find out why all of a sudden the new Mac iTunes and Mojave, the new Mac software, are not working together, I'd be really grateful. Just to sort of work it out. Well, I haven't fixed it yet, but hopefully one day I will. But here we are, anyway. A week late, Boskaggs from the album Out of the Blues in fine, fine voice, bearing in mind he's a man, I guess, about my age, about thereabouts. Here is a track called Those Lies.
First time I saw you, you had that look in your eye. Don't play me cheap, girl, 'cause you know I'm not shy. You always walking and you're talking some stuff I found last night. Would I had enough? You're always trying to tell me some lie. Don't know why you're always trying to tell me. I called you last night on the phone. I left a message after the tone. Your sister told me you'd be back soon. I saw you next day in the afternoon. You're always trying to tell me your lies. I don't know. First day you told me your name was Elaine. Next day I found out
me. Water goes uphill, ain't no greenbacks on a dollar bill. Always gonna try to sell me.
Sudden ending, very distinctive voice, Boss Gags. Out of the Blues is the album, and those lies. This week saw the death of Otis Rush, and really, to me, a man who was kind of underrated. Actually, not kind of, he was underrated. First of all, he was left-handed, played guitar differently. I'm not a guitar kind of person, I don't understand these things, but if I'm right, the low string was put somewhere else on the guitar, which made it very different. So he played in a very different style. And he was often compared with Buddy Guy, which I think is where it probably fell between the cracks, so to speak, because he had a great voice, he was a really fine guitar player, and yet Buddy Guy seemed to get all the publicity. Otis has been around since the... he was very prolific with albums, even. He sort of came out when I was starting as a blues DJ, really, in 1968. And he released albums all through that time, including a live album a couple of years ago, which we're going to feature today. But basically, again, was never the same star quality, if you like, as Buddy Guy and others, which is really rather sad. So in tribute to Otis Rush, a couple, maybe three, depending on how the time goes, three tracks from him. First of all, from the album Double Trouble, and the album also has another special meaning in Stevie Ray Vaughan, who was a huge fan of Otis Rush, named his band Double Trouble. So Otis Rush, Double Trouble, the album, I Can't Quit You Baby.
Put you down for a while. Well, you know I can't quit you, babe. But I got to put you down for a while. Well, you messed up my happy home, babe. Child. Yes, you know I love you, babe. My love for you I can never hide. Oh,
Lovely tenor voice, Otis Rush, Chess Records, then back in about 1999, I would think. And All Your Love, and actually that was recorded rather earlier than that, wasn't it? And a staple of Chicago's West Side until about 7 years ago when he had a stroke. He died this week. Otis Rush, good, good man. We featured Bob Skaggs already, another voice from the late 60s, and here is another. But he was with somebody else at the time. I said I was playing it last week, but kind of didn't for various reasons. I'm playing it this week. John Oates from his brand new album, Arkansas, and That'll Never Happen No More.
One, two, three, four.
Girl in the said, pretty papa, I'm going away. A man knows what it's all about. He was waiting at the home just to throw me out. Broke my nose and split my chin. Don't you let me catch you around here again. Whip me from the kitchen, papa, back to the door. Beat me with a chair till my head got sore. That will never happen no more. That will never happen no more, no. That will never happen no more, no. That will never happen no more. Chicago in the winter and fall, caused me to wear my overall. Flat broke, but it was my fault. I've been used to eating pork, now I'm eating the salt. I met a woman in a pink, pink fur, big fat mouth, me follow her. She pulled a gun and she took my dough. Didn't need my heart out, didn't get sore. That will never happen no more. That will never happen no more. That will never happen no more, no, no. That will never happen no more, no. Will never happen no more, no, no. That will never happen no more. That will never happen no more. That will never happen no more.
Lovely stuff. John Oates, Arkansas, the album That Will Never Happen No More. I played it last week, but you didn't hear it last week, if that makes sense. Okay, Anna Popovich has a new album out. We've already featured one track from it. She's a clever girl, Anna. Her last album was actually three albums broken up into blues, rock and jazz, or, yeah, jazz-based. Each of them were very different, and for those who got the trio, because you could buy them separately, I didn't have a favourite in the end. They were all equally as good, but in very different ways. Her new one is back to Anna as we know her and love her, but she's got lots of guests on board this time. Here she is with Keb Mo from the brand new album, which came out last week, and here she is with Lasting Kind of Love.
Again, that tingling feeling, and I'm imagining. just a moment in time, a passing kind of love, not a lasting kind. And baby, I don't mind.
Not a lasting kind of love. Oh yeah, it's temporary. Just a moment in time, a passing kind of love, not a lasting kind.
Isn't that nice? Anna Popovich, Keb Moe together, the album Like It On Top, just been released, and that's Lasting Kind of Love. When I played this track last week, but didn't, if you see what I mean, I sort of said this is a man you either love or hate, because he's a bit like Marmite, Joe Bonamassa. He releases two or three albums a year, amazingly, which of course sell millions, and then there's the merchandising and the t-shirts and the hats and all the other bits that go with it. But I do like him because he is bringing the blues to lots of younger people, even if it's expensive. And so his new album, Redemption, the album before was in the spring, which was called The British Blues Explosion, and it was influenced by, and all the music was from, the British blues bands of the 1960s, but with its new one, Redemption, it's all new stuff penned by Joe Bonamassa, deep in the blues again. Joe Bonamassa, Redemption, just been released, and Deep in the Blues again. Good stuff. Okay, complete contrast from Joe Bonamassa to a guy from Hull. Half Deaf Clutch, Andrew McClatchy, in other words. Again, unbelievably prolific. His days are spent thinking, drawing, writing, and when he releases an album, it's a concept really rather than an album, because the sleeve, all the notes, everything is sort of built around and tied up together. And so really, it's the sort of person you really have to say, if you're going to buy it, if you like what you hear, don't just download it, God forbid, but actually buy it from him, and with it you'll get a complete jiffy bag full of stuff, which will be the paintings and the drawings and the history and everything else. His new album is Dr. Bloodwort's Nefarious Medicine Show. I say new because other bits of albums dribble out at different times, and it's hard, sometimes hard keeping in touch. But nevertheless, it's just been released about a month ago. It's available on iTunes and everywhere else, but do yourself a favour. Go and find him on the internet and go straight to him and buy the album, because you'll get far more, I promise you, in the jiffy bag that comes with it. So, from the new album, A Twist in the Tale. Amazing. Half Deaf Clutch, A Twist in the Tale, taken from the new album Dr. Bloodvert's Nefarious Medicine Show. He did a show in Köln this year at the biggest blues festival in the UK, the Great British Britain Blues Festival, and the show basically was advertised as it'll be a complete work of art, it'll be music, it'll be speech, it'll be everything, and I'll be doing it for the first time and the only time live at Köln. And I wish I'd been able to be there, but health stopped me, but from what I hear, he had a full house, a crowd sat entranced, no muttering, no talking, no playing with their phones and things, and then listened intently all the way through. And I think it was Andrew himself who said he'd never heard such a quiet room and wondered if they'd all nodded off or something, you know. But great stuff indeed. Half Deaf Clutch, Andrew McClatchy. Okay, that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. I mentioned last week before the month had ended that already it looked like being one of the best months for downloads, and it's turned out that way. So thank you so much if you're a new listener and have started listening in, and more importantly, coming back. If you listen for 1 week only, it's nice, but it'd be I'd rather have you here kind of all the time. And if you're enjoying the show, tell your chums. Tell them it's an RSS. They get it automatically onto their phones or their computers or laptops or wherever they listen to their music. And it'll just come and download every Friday afternoon or thereabouts, unless things go wrong. Email address, It's automatic, isn't it? Email address, davidravenblues.co.uk. I should change my email address. I have to think about it more then. And the website, ravenblues.co.uk. And the company called Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, are the ones that host all the audio, and they've got loads of space and shows going back to 2005. And you'll find them at raven.libsyn.com. Let's close with a track again I thought I was playing last week but didn't. It's the new album from Billy Gibbons, Billy F. Gibbons. We never knew he had an F in the name. And Big Bad Blues is the album. And here is Bring It to Jerome. Thank you for giving me an hour of your very valuable time. And hopefully you can do the same, roughly the same time next week. From me, Dave Raven. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Mr. Blues.
Mr. Blues.